How do you talk about, say, the ontology of the theme in the last 30 years?
The anthology, what do you mean?
No, the ontology, I mean.
Ontology, what, sorry, yeah. I understood ontology. Well, I think, after a kind of period where the extreme climax, if I may say so, of serialism, where there was absolutely no thematic figure, there was only elements which were joining at one moment, you know.
Yeah.
Now I think, as I mean, myself especially, I went further than that, and I went to a kind of thematic potentials, which are always there, and you recognize, you know, if even by very, very, very simple ways. For instance, if you define a figure in relation with a tempo, and you change the tempo, but the figure is always there. And I mean, for instance, the intervals for me are less important than the shape,
right.
Sometimes,
yeah.
You know, because there is always something which is for me with a and the serial tunnel helped me to think about that.
Yeah.
Because you cannot change the pitch, but change completely the pattern, and then you will not recognize, even if the pitch are not changed at all.
Right.
You know? But if you change the pitch but don't change the pattern, then you will recognize.
Right.
And you can play on this kind of, you know, I recognize, I cannot, you know. If you change progressively one note or two notes in the pattern,
yeah.
And but you keep the pattern, and finally you change pattern progressively, and you derive from a complete different pattern. But I mean, if you take exactly the same notes, for instance, but put them in different registers, yeah, then you cannot recognize anything.
Right.
Or the way of recognizing, that's giving, for instance, a similar rhythm, similar duration, something like that. So you have always, you know, the way of playing, you know, with a couple of dimensions, when you can almost make this recognizable, or on the contrary, put that behind the clouds.
Right.
So I explained all that, and therefore the kind of theory of signals and envelopes, you know, developed.
It sounds like another signals and envelopes. It sounds like another influence of electronic music.
Yes.
Another electronic concert.
Yes.
Concept like that.
Certainly.
Yeah.
You know, when you work with machines, I mean, sometimes you have to develop your concepts very precisely. So, I mean, not your concepts are not precise, but I mean, you don't develop the whole logic of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But when you are working for the machine, then you have to develop the full concept, the full logic of the concept, because otherwise it will not work, simply. And therefore, as I mean, you are thinking in a kind of, not different way, but I mean in a kind of more elaborate way. I mean, the short circuits are not there. Because when you compose, the short circuits are always there, and when you compose with a machine, then the short circuits are not there.